all of the warrant articles. And if we have a time tonight, we'll look at the non-petition warrant articles that the selectmen have already voted on. So, I open it up. Anybody have any comments? Anything they'd like to say about this budget?
Matt?
He said, I'm good.
This is it, okay. It's public, you got.
I may be making cookies tonight after all.
Carlton, go ahead. Say something to us, Carlton.
Anything.
As you all know, in preparing that budget to go to the budget committee. And yes, it is a substantial increase over last year's budget. I think it's $206,000. There's some big items in there that became apparent to the selectmen that they needed to be addressed in our community. One of them being asphalt maintenance. The other one being a loader that the recycling center needs. I think them two add to $165,000. The insurance increase, as we all know, goes up. I think the town's insurance increases. It was $21,000 on insurance increase. That's $185,000. And we put $17,500 in the budget for a roof on this building that was a 30-year roof when we built it, and it's been 29 years, I think. So that's close to $200,000 increase, and them are necessities for our community. So thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for all your efforts.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments? Okay, then I'm going to close the public portion of the meeting, and we'll talk about the budget. I just want to tell you, while we're talking about the budget, if anybody feels a really strong urge to clarify, I'm going to still let the public speak. Because we may bring up issues that we haven't discussed previously, and I don't really think it's fair to have the public hearing and then bring up issues that we haven't discussed previously. So I am still going to allow a very limited public comment on the things that we're discussing. Okay. Okay, now, I've been thinking about how we should do this. We've all been over this budget. We have all been department by department. I think we're all pretty familiar with it. We've already made a preliminary vote on it. So if there's any one area that somebody wants to discuss, I think we should do that. I don't mind skipping around because I don't think we're going to talk about 12 different things. I think we can just talk about whatever areas we feel need discussion or comment or change. I have a couple, and if anybody else has something they want to talk about. I'm ready. Anybody have anything? No? No. Okay, then I'll tell you what I want to talk about. Okay. Insurance. The insurance is pretty well fixed, so I'm not going to tell anybody that we're spending too much on insurance. There's just a couple of things in the way that it's budgeted that I'm questioning. Now, let me just get... What I did is I contacted Donna to just see how she... I'm thinking about primarily health insurance.
Right.
Okay? So the new budget shows health insurance
on page 4
as $112.73. Oh, this is different than what she emailed me.
I was going to ask you, should I make a copy of this for everybody?
Yeah, because this isn't what she sent me.
Yeah, because this is not the same as what you just said.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't what she sent me.
Did you get this?
Okay. No. Does that health insurance, does it say 112.071?
Yep.
Okay.
Todd, I had everything for you. You
so was that
I think
what
I
she's...
stole Jody, so I did have it. Sorry.
I'll go grab it.
You usually don't want
anything.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
So, the number here...
doesn't agree.
...with what she just sent you.
Well, this says 112, but what the email that I got didn't say 112.
Okay.
Okay, so before we, okay, I'll let, okay, I'll just tell you what I'm thinking. If you look at the bottom, where she talks about the cash buyouts.
We don't have any of that on this one.
Okay.
Oh, okay, on that thing okay. You're talking about.
Yeah, all right. Let me just explain it, you'll get this. And the bottom, the total cost shows $97,530, which includes $15,963 that the employees pay. That's not a liability of the town. Okay?
Got it.
So we'll call it $16,000. Now, Donna likes to add that in, even though we don't pay it, because she says if something changes during the year, then she might need extra money. Considering the increases in this budget,
thank you.
I would prefer to take that $16,000 out because it's not an expense. The employees right. pay that portion. The town does not pay that portion.
Is okay? there any scenario in which the town would become liable for that portion?
Well, if let's just say that I'm single and let's say I'm single and I work for the town and I marry somebody with 6 kids.
Got you.
And then I want to cover, and I wasn't taking insurance, and I married somebody with 6 kids, and I want now a family policy. I think those are the kinds of issues that would drastically change our insurance. I'm getting a buyout, and now it's going to cost the town $20,000 a year. So that's the reason that Donna likes to add extra. This is how she explains to me, that she likes to add that extra in, which I can understand. But the other thing here is, the deductible. The deductible has changed where, how much is the deductible? $5,000, $3,000?
For the employees. No, I don't know.
Okay, it's okay. I'll just explain the change. The deductible is, I'll say $5,000. So the town pays $1,500 of the deductible. Okay? So Donna has, there's 12 people eligible for that deductible. Donna has budgeted 9 of them at the $1,500. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now that may or may not get expended because maybe not all of mm-hmm. those 12 people, or excuse me, all of those 9 people will reach the $1,500. So that does give a little bit of a margin in there, which I don't think we ought to get rid of that. But I just, like I said, I just would like to see the $16,000 taken out of the health insurance line, just because it's not an expense to the town. It's just something that we add in case things happen, which, you know, we could do that in every line, and I would rather see the people in this town keep as much of our own money as we can, and
don't we do that in the school also?
I'm not talking about the school. We do a lot of things in the school. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm talking about this budget.
So what do you want to do? I'm sorry, I was making copies.
I want to take $16,000 out of the health insurance, the amount that the employees pay.
$15,000.
So you want to take $16,000 off from the bottom line?
Off the $112,071.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's bottom line budget. So you want to cut the budget by $16,000.
I want to take $16,000 out of the health insurance line.
So you want to take
$16,000. So, I don't know. I don't know what you guys think.
I guess I can only make a comment as long as I'm a selectman. I believe that if we don't use that $16,000, you will get it back. That's all I can say. I truly believe, and you can see how we run our budget. You can see how we're right in where we should be. We don't switch things around. We pretty much tell you what we're going to spend it on, and as accurately as we can do it throughout the year, we spend it exactly where we tell you we're going to spend it. There's no moving things around or anything like that. And all I can say is for $16,000, I would prefer if that's what is could possibly be an expense, and again, that's using 9 instead of the 12 who are eligible. I would keep it in, I'd recommend keeping it in there, but you can do what you want. It's up to you, but I mean, as under my watch, it won't be spent if it's not needed. It'll be returned to the taxpayer.
Put that in every year?
Yeah, I was just going to say. Like,
she does that every year.
And what's the what's happened in years past then? Have
the
they
returned?
Well, we can look and see. We can look at.
So if it's been returned, is okay. It kind of half dozen of one? And,
well, here, let's look at the budget that she just gave us that goes through November,
right.
Which gives us a pretty good.
It's an 84 out of a budget of 99. So pretty close through December 14th.
So right now we have 17,000.
Oh yeah, of course.
It's. Yeah, 17,000.
But we're not done, right?
And that we're not done with December yet.
Yeah.
Right? So well, I think you're going to find it's pretty close.
Close to what you're
saying. Yeah.
Because this was as of 11:30.
Yeah, 11:12 is like 90.
Yeah, this one. This one is December
14th. Oh, okay.
So this one is even more current.
Perfect.
So there's 15,000 there.
But there won't be. We got 2 more weeks. Right. I'm a bit more in favor of leaving it in there.
Okay. I mean, if everybody wants to leave it there, that's fine. I just thought I'd bring it up.
Thank you.
Is there anybody who'd like to make a motion? No? Okay. All right. I have one other thing. This one. If you look at the planning board.
Right here. Five.
I brought this up before. You guys know where I'm going, so no surprise. $10,000 for the master plan. When we talked about this before, I was feeling pretty good about it. However, since that time, I've seen the draft proposal for the Candia Village District, which is has no... very little relationship to the envisioning meetings. I went to all the envisioning meetings. We talked about what we envisioned for Village District. The draft is 871 acres. It goes all the way to Patton Hill Road, North Road, almost down, about down to the Mobile, up the hill here, past the Over 55 development. It calls for half-acre house lots with 50 feet of frontage, multi-family housing, up to 4 dwellings per acre. I don't think that this encompasses what we envisioned. So I'm a little bit concerned because we had a meetings and we budgeted $10,000 to execute our vision, and then what, as far as I can see, what we got back here doesn't look at all like the vision that was expressed at any of those meetings. So I'm a little uncomfortable budgeting another $10,000 because it scares me what we might get back. We hire people to do this, and it doesn't look like the people who are doing this have heard what the people in Candia want about maintain the rural character and keep it as a family friendly kind of neighborhood. The draft here, it says this really bothers me. Small scale part time agricultural operations are prohibited in this area. I don't know, that's not the Candia that I envision. And somebody said to me today, it's not the Budget Committee's place to talk about the Planning Board's job, and I agree, it's not our place to talk about the Planning Board's job. But we budgeted $10,000 to the Planning Board to execute what we saw for the voters of Candia, and the product that came back doesn't look to me like it is an execution of what we the voters of Candia wanted. So that I find concerning. So I'd like to take the $10,000 out of that line item.
That's a compelling argument. So I'm...
Has the planning board made any...
Now, this is a draft.
Is that publicly available?
Yeah. That is not a secret. This is a draft. The draft was accepted by the planning board. There's a public hearing January 4th?
3rd.
Okay, which is a Wednesday. So this is just a draft. But it's still... It doesn't look like what we talked about at any of the envisioning meetings.
So does that go then to the town, the voters?
Well,
there'll
be a public hearing, and then the planning board will make decisions following the public hearing. And if there's any recommended zoning changes, because obviously this would require zoning changes for half-acre lots with 50 feet of frontage and multiple, you know, family housing. So this... The town will vote on any proposed zoning changes. Okay. The town won't vote on this, but if there's, this will require zoning changes, and the town will vote on zoning changes. So, that's my concern about, so I don't want to see, like I said, we hire people, but I don't think the people that we hire,
Listen.
Carlton, I'll let you say one thing. I'll give you one chance.
Can I speak to that?
You certainly can.
Carlton Roby. I am a selectman representative of the planning board, and we budgeted $10,000 last year for planning, for the planning board to use in a way they saw fit. The proposal or the draft that Lynn speaks of was a $2,500 match for a $10,000 grant that we got. So it cost us $2,500, and we got $12,500 worth of work for that amount of money. Yes, we got a draft that was accepted as a draft by the planning board a week ago tonight, actually. After some thought, I'm pretty certain that that's not what we envision for Candia. So definitely, I agree with Lynn in some of her statements that the area is too big and so on. But if we are going to ever move our community forward with some type of plan and try to follow the master plan of the people's wishes, we need to continue to plan. And such as yourselves, we do this for free, pretty much. So we do have to hire people, and yes, we hired somebody. And that portion that person did, as far as housing went, is somewhat correct. Except the area, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's, is way too big.
Exceeded.
And we've lost the concept of a village district. That's what the whole theory is here, and that's what the master plan calls out for. So I think most everybody knows that we still need to do some planning, and probably a lot of it. But be able to do that and move our community in a direction to be sustainable, we need some money. Yeah. And $10,000 for planning in a community our size is very little money. And on this project, I think the planning board spent $2,500, and I think we're going to pay for some feasibility mapping for that draft, and I think that was another $3,500. So we budgeted $10,000, and we're going to use $6,000. So, like I said, like Susan said about, if it isn't spent, it gets turned back. And I think you all know that we do need to plan, and we need to follow our master plan to the best of our ability and look at different options. So there's a lot of work to be done on that draft before it ever goes to vote. And that's my opinion.
Okay.
And one comment I'd like to make is that I'm not going to tell you one way or the other what I think about the whole village district or anything else. That planning money is not just for that. We were talking about how the kids were getting over to the CYAA and sidewalks and like that. that planning money, from what I understand from the planning board, is also gonna enter into that. It's not just for that district, and I agree with you, Lynn. I was at everything also, as far as the concept not being what I envisioned from that whole thing. But I do think we need to leave some money in there for the planning board to plan. I guess what I would urge is people to go to the planning board and maybe start making your thoughts known as far as what you think about the zoning, that type of thing, and still leave them money so we can still talk about the sidewalks or to get the kids, so we're not busing them or whatever back and forth to the CYAA to go to their sports and like that. We still need money to plan. We still, if we're going to do sidewalks or if we're going to expand the system a little bit around here with the school and the library and the facilities, we still need to have money to plan, and we do need to pay for it somehow. I mean, we just don't have the expertise on our boards to do all this. So again, and I'm not going to comment one way or the other what I think about that whole concept, but I believe we still need some money to plan. So that's just my thoughts.
On these expenses from last year, Carlton mentioned there was $2,500. You had grant money come in, and then you had another $3,500 that you spent.
I think that'll be, yeah.
So it's coming out after the 14th of December. You showed only $2,700.
Yeah, there's that mapping. Yeah, mapping. How much additional Carlton is going to be spent?
I think.
Was it
$3,500?
$3,500? Was that what it was?
Last Wednesday night, the planning board approved the draft to go to public hearing, and before public hearing, we approved $3,500
for the mapping.
Show a build out study,
right,
and a feasibility study on that size.
Yep.
And there's going to be some work done between now and a public hearing, and there's a lot of work to be done. And myself and a few other people do that to get us on the right track, and we do have to pay some people.
Yeah, so it'll be more than the 27 that's shown there. It'll end up.
I think we've only expended $2,700 so far this year.
Yeah. Yeah, without the grant money. Yeah. So
the grant money is.
Yeah.
$10,000. We got a grant, so we spent $2,700 and got $10,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So, whether what we got, we
wanted
or not.
Well, and that's
seems like it. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but a $10,000 grant and the product is worthless, then $10,000 is worthless.
It's wasted. So well, the planning board says we want this.
Yeah, right. But
they're going to be used, and we need to figure out how much of it.
Yeah, and some of the agencies that you hire have an agenda. What was the name of
it?
They have their own agenda, and they're pushing whatever they feel is their agenda. So I think that's...
Just for your information, that was a grant from New Hampshire Housing.
Right, and one of their goals is to
work
for multifamily.
Yeah.
In the work.
When we accepted that, we were told that it wasn't only going to include housing, because we specified that we wanted a village district around our four corners. We didn't expect it to be expanded out as far as it got. So.
Okay.
But they can correct that. I assume the planning board will correct. I mean, if you ask for something and you don't get it, I assume.
But then do you have to pay more to get
it? Well, no.
Yeah,
I would hope it's not done right.
Yeah, this is the product. That's what they, anyway, that's,
I think,
like I said, that's not, it's not our issue to talk about.
Yeah.
But
it's not our job.
But our job is to decide if we want to continue the $10,000. And like I said, this kind of disturbed me, so. Was anybody interested in? No. Okay. Okay. Any other?
I just have to support the plan.
Yeah, I feel like we can't not.
Yeah,
we can't not move forward.
Say, hey, look, get this right, please.
Okay.
To the planning board.
Okay. Are there any other lines that you want to discuss before we vote on the total budget?
I wasn't at the joint meeting with the selectmen. But, it's a warrant article, so forget it.
What is it?
Yeah, we'll talk about warrant
article.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay, then we have a bottom, a new bottom line. Would anybody like to make a motion? Now, remember that we still have one more supplemental meeting, January 10th. So this is just still a recommended. This isn't our final. This is close to our final, but not quite.
You got one more before the final?
Yeah, because we haven't voted on the warrant article, so if we have a warrant article...
That duplicates?
Or that we feel is important and costs $500,000, we might decide, you know, I mean, we could change our minds when we see the warrant articles. We don't normally do that. I don't think I've ever seen us do that, but we like to reserve the option.
Okay.
So would somebody like to make a motion that we approve the bottom line here?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Second.
2,727,486.
Okay, Sue makes a motion and Paul seconded. All in favor? Okay. Okay, now, so I think we still have some time. I'd like to take a look at the warrant articles.
And again, just as I know, they were all approved unanimously except for Article 15, and that was approved vote of 4-1. The rest were all approved by the selectmen.
5-0. Okay. Okay. So the, let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 are all the charity articles.
Yep.
I have backup documentation here, if anybody's interested in the charity articles, because we had a problem some year. People were asking us for money, and we didn't even know what they did. We didn't know if they served anybody in Candia. So we said, okay, in the future, if the charity art people want money, we want to at least
some data.
Give us, what do you do, and how many people in Candia do you serve? And so I have that here. I don't think I have to go through, read it all, but it's all here. It tells what each one of them do. And I don't think we have any, I didn't see any that are new and different that we haven't had in past years.
Are the dollar values the same as in past years as well?
Well, let me see. I should have last year. Yeah, I do.
So well, one didn't pass.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Let me get this one out. Community Action, 6807, that's the same. Visiting Nurses, 4,000, that's the same. Red Cross, 3250, that's the same. 1854, that's the same. 1250, that's the same. Big Brother, Big Sister, $1,000, that's the same. Home Health and Hospice, that's the same. Nutrition and Meals on Wheels. It was $1,000 last year, and this is $1,075. AIDS response, Seacoast was $700. It's still $700. CASA was $500, and it's still $500. So it's just $75 extra for
Meals on Wheels.
Which one? Meals on Wheels. Yeah. Other than that, they're the same last year. So would you like to vote on those in a block?
I would love to. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Do I have a motion for Articles 3 through 14?
Make a motion.
Sue makes a motion that we approve 3 through 4. That we recommend. We're not approving. We're recommending them. Is there a second? Jody seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, So those are 5-0. Okay, on all of those. No, not 5. 8. What am I saying? Jeez. 8-0. Yeah, because Stephanie's not here. Okay. Okay, number 15. The Smith Memorial Building Fund, $3,500.
Do we know what's just currently in that fund?
What? Yes,
we got that last time.
Yeah.
Which is in that fund.
Oh, yeah. She told us.
This is the third year.
Yeah.
$7,000?
Yeah, $7,000 is the balance.
There's $7,000 in there. Mm-hmm.
And it's $10,000 on the budget.
There's $15,700 on the budget.
So this is in addition to.
Addition to.
This is the capital reserve. This is like the savings account for a big.
So this is the question I had. I wasn't at the joint meeting, so yeah. Was the question asked about what the long-term plan is for that money? Because I had read in previous minutes that there was to build a septic tank, septic system and all that.
That's what the
is eventually going to be used for.
I'd say we did not get a specific answer to that question. We did ask the question, but we did
like
not get it.
They, in the budget line this year, I questioned, they were rebuilding front steps.
Yep.
And they were rebuilding front steps, but with no knowledge of what the building was going to be in the long run. So would those front steps have to be redone to accommodate the rebuilding? And
yeah, there was a question about what the work we're doing now, if it has to be redone,
if we
the building.
Right, if they have a plan and they decide this is how they want to use the building, does the work that has been previously done need to be redone because the building has now got a purpose and changed? And that was never, they don't have a real answer to what the building is for and long term.
I asked Mrs. Penfield about that, as a matter of fact. What the difference between this and the operating budget is, this is a savings account, you know, like we do for other things. If we needed a roof, a slate roof or a septic or something like that, that's what this warrant article is for.
But
this is not the operating budget.
I believe a couple of years ago the town turned that down. I believe when they went to the town voters to ask for a septic and a well and to redo the building, it was totally turned down against the town. So I just feel like we are putting money in a budget in a savings account without the town really realizing what we're doing, and they don't realize they have a $16,000 line item plus the $3,500. To me, and I've raised it multiple times, I feel like it's very deceitful to the town, because if I'm a taxpayer and I don't really know the budgetary process and I see $3,500, that's all I think they get. And that is not the case.
Okay.
So I have a very hard time with it. And you guys don't have to agree with me. But
no, you do.
And I think the building is beautiful, and I think it has a great purpose. But I think, until we know what their purpose is, it can be a one. But I just feel like it's not transparent to the taxpayers what is going on. So that's my only.
And I understand that. Definitely. Here's, I guess this is maybe a different way of looking at it, is that I hate to use the fire department, but I will. The fire department has an operating budget that is in our big budget. They also have a savings account for equipment and like that. You know that, right? You all know that, right? A separate. This is the same thing for that building. The difference being that the fire department has a purpose or a use or whatever right now. The library does not. But we have to understand, I think it was 10 years no one did anything with that building. And 5 years nobody did any maintenance because they knew they were moving to the new one. So nothing was done with that building. So in my opinion, or what I'm seeing and hearing, is that they're trying to keep that building. They're trying to catch up with the maintenance that should have been done right along. They've been doing windows and this and that. You talk about the entryway. I think it's the entryway itself that they're going to be working on. I'm not so sure as it's anything to do with making it ADA compliant or anything like that.
And no. I don't have any problem with the building being fixed. I just feel like the way it's gone about and how it's budgeted and how it's shown to the town is where I feel like there's a disconnect. And so I think the building, if the town decides that they want to do something with it, absolutely, then let's all get on board and decide that's what we want to do as a town. But the town has clearly said with the voters that that's not
They didn't want to budget that amount of money to the taxpayers a couple of years ago.
They didn't
want
to budget the 200 and it was some huge amount.
It was 160.
They didn't want to spend that big amount at once. They didn't want to do. I think they want to preserve it because every year they vote, they support this.
Well,
$3,500.
Right, but that's all they see.
They don't see. I wouldn't have known had I not, and it seems like a double dip. And, you know, we get it about the fire department because you know that you've got to save money for equipment. But, you know.
So now I wonder if the wording, is it the wording
no,
that we
it's,
should
it
change?
Just put $3,500 in your bottom line
make
item. Do you know what I mean? Like
16 here and $3,500 there. Make it 20 in here.
Or make it 18 here.
Right. So that's where I'm saying I don't think the town really understands its part. Thank you.
About what they're going to do with the building, and everybody has their own agenda with it, and nobody can do anything because their hands are all tied, and we just keep giving them more money.
All right. Yeah. So you're saying to increase this savings account for the septic?
Well, no, I think that you're right. That you know, as a somebody who comes and votes. I'm giving the library $3,500 a year. I'm all right with that, I guess, because it doesn't seem like a lot. And in the larger scheme of things, it isn't, because we're giving $225 and this little bits and pieces here. But then if you don't see this, really, we're giving them $20.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're not touching this. This
is a
capital
reserve. I know, but as a taxpayer.
It's still money. It's still money.
I don't know
that
this doesn't say this is a savings account to be saved and used. Once everybody decides what the building's going to be used for, it doesn't really...
Oh, maybe the wording needs to change on this.
No, I don't think that's the issue.
I think you got two problems, Lynn, if I'm hearing everybody. It's really simple. That this is deceitful because nobody around town knows that they have 20 grand and not 3,500. That's problem A or B. The other A or B is nobody knows what the building's going to be used for because we asked the question and nobody explained it, and Lynn just basically said that to everybody in the room. We asked it's the long-term plan for the building, and we don't know what that plan is. So it's hard to ask for money without a plan,
it's like a
especially when you
see
an increase in the budget.
And
okay. Would somebody, I need a motion. Yeah. Somebody has to move that we recommend or that we not recommend. Okay,
oh,
so I need a motion.
Who was in favor and who wasn't in favor?
Yeah, because we can we can not recommend it by a vote of 6-2, or we can recommend it by a vote of 6-2. I mean, so
Okay.
It's
still, I didn't understand that either.
Okay, so this is still going to show the vote.
Okay.
If the majority wants to recommend, it'll say we're going to recommend it by a vote of 6-2. If the majority wants to not recommend, then it's going to say we voted to not recommend by a vote of 6-2.
Gotcha.
So whichever way you vote, it's going to show.
Yeah.
But I need a motion. Somebody needs to make
it. But we don't have a way of addressing your first point of the fact that there are two different numbers and the two different
Well, there is. I mean, we could go in the line item and take $3,500 out of their budget. I mean, and then if they get approved on their, do you know what I mean? We could do it.
Well, what we did last year is, I think we voted not to recommend the $3,500.
But the voters still voted.
But because I don't think, they don't know there's a line item. They don't know there's another $15,740.
Right. So they're not familiar with this budget.
Correct.
Change the wording to let them know, and then we'll vote.
You just go in and march and vote.
Yeah. Right. And you said, why aren't they giving $3,500, that's nothing.
That doesn't seem like
right.
much.
So that's been my whole issue, is they asked for it in the Warren article, and they asked for it in the town. I mean,
You could put in the question in parentheses at the end. This is an addition to the $16,000.
Yeah, I think that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That was going to be. So when Sue says is that the wording, you got to be careful depending on which side of the fence you're on of how you word it.
Okay.
Because if you word it to make it clear, you're going to.
We can't change
the
wording.
We can't change
the
wording.
Okay.
At the deliberative session, the wording can be changed.
Okay.
And right, now after the deliberative session, we vote again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's say we vote against it. And then at the deliberative session, the wording is changed that says these funds are in addition to the $16,000 that's in the operating budget. And then we could change our vote.
Okay.
after the deliberative session.
May I ask you your consensus, if this said that this is a capital reserve for major improvements at the, well, I mean, if it's worded that way.
I think if it was worded, and this is in addition to.
Well, yes. Well, wait, I was going to add that. Right. If it's worded that this is a capital reserve for major, whatever, for the Old Smith Public Library, it is not their yearly operating cost. Does that make, is that more transparent
well,
to you?
Well, not really, because it's not technically their operating cost.
But if you state it right here so people know that it's a savings account and not their operating their yearly operating cost.
But what their budget is not their yearly operating cost. The front door, it does not cost to refix the front entry. It does not cost to finish woodwork. It does not cost to renew. That is not part of the cost. That is something they're choosing to do to the building. But that is not part of their operating cost. So again, they have, you know, $9,500 in their budget that is not part of their operating cost.
For maintenance and
right,
repair.
Rebuild the front entry, finish woodwork, and remove shrubs. So that's not technically part of their operating cost. That's a decision that they're making.
Correct.
Okay, I still need a motion.
I'm trying to come to a compromise of what would
But we can't change the wording.
We can't right now, okay? Well, but I'm asking before. I'm trying to be proactive versus reactive.
Well, I need a motion whether we want to recommend or not recommend. Then we're going to vote.
Well, how are we going to know that if we don't vote?
Exactly. Exactly. You would put the cart before the horse.
Okay, we can do that. It's the same. Okay, we can do it without a motion if you guys. Okay, how many are in favor of recommending this article? One. How many are in favor of not recommending? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay, all right. So I will say for the time being that it's not recommended by a vote of 7-1. Okay, now let me just ask the question for your information. If this article, if the wording were changed that said these funds are in addition to the, whatever that number is.
$15,740.
Which is already included in the operating budget. Mm-hmm. How many of you then would feel more inclined to vote yes? Anybody?
You'd still wouldn't support it. Is it not? So it's not the wording that's troubling.
Part of it.
Is it? Well, that's the thing.
For me, it's the
long
term plan, the fact that you don't have one.
It's really hard to. Thumbs not making a decision because they can't seem
to. How do we make a decision?
Consensus.
How do we drive a decision?
That's a really good question.
I would get septic up there in water before you drive any decision because you're not going to be doing anything up there until you get a well and septic. You're just not going to. There is not a well there. It is the churches. They unhooked us. We are not being hooked up again.
But I think the taxpayers have expressed a desire to not do that,
until
not
we know.
Spend
to
the money.
To not do it in a big fat chunk like that. Mm-hmm. But I think that, but they've supported, but again, if you think it's because they're not aware, then
they think
I don't
this
know
is all we're spending.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's educate them.
Okay.
Let's educate them. How would you word it to educate them?
We can change the wording at the delivery. If somebody wants to change the wording at the deliberative session, that can be done. But for now, it's going to say that we do not recommend
it. I will welcome any input on ideas on how to change the wordings to make it transparent so people know, are aware of what's going on. Because, I mean, we're not doing anyone any good by hiding or people think it's not transparent.
Well, I don't think that they don't think it's transparent. They just don't know. And how long have they been trying to decide about what to do with that building? I mean, it seems like...
Yeah, go ahead, but make it brief, and then, Russ, you make it brief, and then we're going to go on.
This sort of budget committee knows I am a trustee of the Smith Building and advocate for the Smith Building, and I've heard two or three times here that once the Smith trustees are being deceitful, I heard that from two voices in the last 5 minutes, which is... probably not correct.
That's not what it meant. It meant it looked
not
deceitful. It was non-transparent on the town. I apologize.
Secondly, also, it isn't the trustees' responsibility to find a use for that building. That building belongs to the town. And when the town figures out what they need to do, if we ever grow to a point that we need bigger space, the town will come to the trustees and say, can you get this done? And can we move so-and-so or such-and-such up there and use this building? And they'll say to the town, yeah, it's going to cost us $80,000. Well, if we have a capital reserve fund, it's not a savings account. It's a capital reserve fund. That's the proper terminology for what we're asking for here. And if there's $20,000 in that account and it's going to cost $80,000, that means at that point the town only has to ask for $60,000 from the taxpayers instead of the whole $80,000. There will come a time that that building will be used. Probably, maybe not in my lifetime. Maybe not in some of yours in this town. But that building is going to stay on the hill, and it's going to be well-maintained. And we need to have some money set aside to do that with. And it's probably in the distant future. But for the time being, it's a good idea to have a capital reserve fund earning some interest and an investment. And that's our responsibility as a community, to invest a little bit of money in these things. That building got left to the selectmen to maintain. Mm-hmm. That happens in our community all the time. We use up a facility, and then they build a new one, and the old facility gets left for the selectmen to take care of. So the selectmen did figure out a way, because as they revolve around this town, that building was imploding on itself. The windows had started to leak, the front entrance is bad, and it's the entrance, not the steps, Jody, that need to be fixed. You know, if we do need to move the steps someday for accessibility, the entrance is going to stay. That building is a historic monument in southern New Hampshire, and it's our responsibility, appointed as trustees, to keep that a keepsake for our town. Yeah, we spent some money on it. Susan was correct. The building sat for 15 years with zero maintenance. We kept the heat on. And we used to expend our $2,500 every year that we budgeted for heat as selectmen. And we fixed the windows, and our heating bill was half of that last year. So we reduced that by $1,200. So, and the building is whole and intact. Read our responsibility at the town, what the historic register says about that building, and maybe you'd change your opinion. Because it's our responsibility now. We accepted that. We asked them to put that on the register as a community. They did. And now we need to take care of it. Thank you.
Okay. Russ, you want to?
Rusty on One Tower Hill Road. I'm the selectman that did not support this warrant article. I'll let you know where I'm standing. You talk about the budget that they have. They have $2,000 in removed shrubs. That has done this year for $480. So they've got $2,000 in their line item budget at this point, just in that manner. And I give the trustees, they have maintained that building. It is taken care of. No outside elements are going to come into that building. They've done a very good job. But that building, when it was closed 10, 15 years ago, had water and had a septic system. They have not checked that out at all. So, you know, we say if you're going to build a septic system, you got to know what the building's going to be used for. Is it what size? It's all designed by engineers at that point. We're just going down, and I was at one of the first meetings when I was a selectman, and one of the trustees said, we will keep going until we get the money. And that's exactly how this looks to me. And it was said to me by a trustee. So I want that building used. When I stand up again, you know, talking about it, it's a historical building for Candia. I'm a selectman. I'm responsible for that building. I want that building used. I'd like to have it used next year. Whatever has to be done. We've been told by a chairman on the selectmen, if you need it, put it in the budget. So what I'm saying is, if somebody came to us right now and said, I want to use that building for this, and it's going to cost this amount of money, it could be done. So this whittling away, we've got to get a use for that building. And that people should come to the selectmen. We're responsible for that building, not the trustees. If a person in the audience here wants to use that building for something, they should come to the select board and request it. We will talk with the trustees to see what can be done or what have you. But we are responsible as selectmen for that building. And I'm ashamed that it sits there. It's a beautiful, beautiful building. And the other factor, you talk about people not understanding the budget. There's a lot of new people in this town don't even know where that building is. And I'm ashamed of that. I'm ashamed of that. It's a historical building here in our town. And I said I voted against it because there's enough, shrub removal, $2,000 are in this budget. And there's no more windows that need to be replaced in that building. They're done. And so, I don't know if anybody's been in there lately. Take a look at, the back room, they ripped out some bookshelves and restored that building. It's beautiful. There's talk about removing the shelves as you walk in that are on each side. Why remove those? Those have been used. There's two functions that are used at building, is selling of library books and the crisps, the lights on the hill. Mm-hmm. They use them. And until we know what that building's going to be used for, we should not be taking anything out of it. Fixing the front door, I can understand that. Maintaining it and what have you. But who knows what we need at that point. So it's important. But I'd like to ask the trustees, they just don't, if they had water and a septic tomorrow, but they don't even think about putting in the facilities, a bathroom facilities for it. They haven't talked about that at all. And, so there's water there 15 years ago. There was a septic system there years ago. So use it.
Okay.
So can I just speak for one second?
I have to correct with all due respect. I believe from what I understand, the water that we had at the library years ago was from the church.
Correct.
The library does not have a well. That's an incorrect statement.
That's correct.
We cannot make the church connect our library, nor do I think we should, to their water system. We can't do that. We just can't do that. I mean, it's a town library. It's a church. We can't make them give us water again. They did it years ago. There's a lot of back and forth. They got to use our parking lot for the church services, blah, blah, blah. So it went back and forth. We are not connected any longer. We haven't been connected for years, and there's no talk of being connected with the church.
Okay, that's fine.
So that is an incorrect thing. And as far as
I'm not going to get into this. This is all again.
Well, it's a fact. That's a fact.
I know, but it's
not a fact.
We have a well there.
Okay.
No.
No.
Okay.
So,
okay. We're not here to talk about the water. Okay. This can go on at the deliberative session, but
no. But we have to get the facts corrected.
Okay.
So I just want to clarify something. When we asked about the front entry, we were not told about the door. So thank you for having that clarified, because we were pretty much told it was steps. So that was our misunderstanding from the information we got. And I was in no way trying to make it sound like anybody on the board was being... It just seems like the town does not understand that $3,500 is not the only thing that they get.
Yeah.
And so
I think
that
that's
was
what
my...
Yeah, and I think
thank you.
Can help that.
I think we object to that. Okay, can we go? We'll go on.
Yes.
Number 16. As I said, we are going to vote. If this gets changed after the deliberative session, we can vote on it again if we're happy. Okay, 16, raise and appropriate $2,500 in the town office building maintenance fund to be expended under the Board of Selectmen. Any discussion on that? How many would vote to recommend? 8-0, okay. Um, The revaluation, capital reserve fund for future revaluation, $20,000. This is something we see about every year. Any discussion on that one? How many would vote to recommend? Okay. The Fitz Museum, $4,000, that's what they do every year. That's their operating budget. Vote to recommend that one? Winter road maintenance. You know we don't need this.
Just run, Dennis.
You know we don't need this. No, I don't remember. This is what we do every year. This is the extra $100,000 for the road.
Hopefully we don't need it, but...
But well, you say that every year, but...
We're into it already.
So. You haven't figured out how to control the weather yet.
No,
so.
But Kim...
So this is if we use up our budget, that's the extra $100,000 that we can grab on to pay for winter maintenance.
Can't be used anywhere else.
Can't be used for anything else. All right. How many vote to recommend that one? Yeah.
I would like to hear the drive.
The road will be plowed next.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, they lift the plow when they get in front of your house. I don't know. Okay. $150,000 for the first phase of Adams Road reconstruction to be expended under the direction of the road agent. You want to tell us say anything about it?
Yeah.
You've all driven Adams Road. You understand it's in dire need of rebuilding. The Warren Article project is a full-blown reconstruction. We excavate out a minimum of 36 inches of material and rebuild it completely. Where the asphalt maintenance line would just be maybe reclaim a road, go through it with a grinder and repave it or just repave it. So every year we've done it this way for at least 25 or 26 years. And it's our only way to reconstruct our roads. And we've been slowly working our way around town. It'll probably take a minimum of 2 years to do Adams Road. So it'll be the same road, okay. Same road there next year. And
yeah. Okay.
On the Warren.
Okay. Any questions on Adams Road? All in favor of recommending that? Okay. Fire apparatus capital reserve fund. We're familiar with this. $50,000. Any questions? Or the fire chief's here. Does anybody have a question about the fire department capital reserve?
No.
No. Okay. You had that puzzled look for a minute.
Jordy was whispering something to me. I don't know what the hell she's saying.
All right. All in favor of recommending this one? All right. Okay. Fire station infrastructure and grounds capital reserve fund. We started this one last year.
Yep.
Because we're not sure how much longer we're going to keep our contract with AMR. But they renewed it. Didn't they just renew it? For 2 years.
That's a good thing.
So for 2 years, we still have a contract with AMR, but we don't know how long that will continue. So, any questions about this? No? Any vote to recommend? We all got it. Okay. Smith Public Library, this is their operating budget for the year.
Recommend.
Lynn, is this a total operating budget? Or do they have donations? And
we have donations. I'm a trustee also. We have donations. We have the fines.
Well, yeah, but they're not my job.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are. A family of five?
Who are always late with their books. That's a good thing.
Oh, the movies. The movies are $1 a day.
Oh, the movies are $1.
They actually make you pay now, too. Before, they'd be like, oh, Todd, don't worry about it. Now they're...
Help us pick up Todd. You
exactly.
Really?
We also have... we also get money from the Friends of the Library. Like, the Friends of the Library will...
Okay, yeah. I wondered how they
pay for our
e-book. For just that.
But it's not a whole lot. I think... I don't have the budget with me, but maybe it's another... 10 or 20,000 from all those other sources. No, I don't think it's that much. I think it's more like 130 something. So.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, this is just left over after the Keating family has made their contributions.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right.
Okay, all in favor of the, I'm an abstain.
Oh, I'm in favor.
One, two, three,
oh,
yeah. Four, five.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, I still can't believe that people read books on an iPad or whatever when you can go right down and get it for free. I don't get it.
Okay.
So my Netflix. Netflix.
I'm cheap.
It's
instant gratification.
It's
right,
paying, but it helps the rest of us.
Last time when it was $20, I didn't forget.
Yeah, but it cost you $20.
It doesn't.
Not free, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but how many times did you pay a late fee? What are your fines?
It was 7-1. No, excuse me, 7-0 and one abstention. I abstained. Okay, the mosquito control program. $35,000 for the mosquitoes.
Oh, where do they spray?
The CYA, the schools.
Well,
the
CYA pays for that.
Yeah. Oh, they really?
And the school pays for that.
Oh, I didn't know
this
that.
Is preventative, and this includes...
But where do they spray?
They didn't need to this
year. They may or may not spray.
They didn't need to this year.
There's two separate portions to this. There's they go around with the testing.
Yep, but where
then,
do they test?
The ponds and stuff.
Certain places.
So it's, I mean...
Yeah.
Only on town-owned properties?
Yes. Yeah. No. Personal property.
So they can come and test my pond.
Yeah, unless you tell them not to.
Well, I just...
But yeah, no, they go around town. I don't know how they decide where they test. But they test, and then...
But I'm sure there's some...
If they find something, then they'll do the spraying. If they don't find anything, they don't do the spraying.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So...
Yeah, we didn't spend it like this year, if you notice. We didn't. I don't think we had to spray at all.
Which is weird because it was pretty wet. But
yeah.
Well, it just means we didn't have any triple E. I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't mean we didn't have mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but it's just invariably with the number of the population when it rises.
Yeah, percentage-wise.
Yeah. Percentage-wise, higher risk of running into it. Okay.
Just for the record, so Christina knows that last year there was $35,000 appropriated.
Right.
We spent $30,000 on testing. The spraying, if need be, costs between $5,000 and $6,000.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
all right,
the clarification.
And you can, if you don't want them on your property, they don't come.
I don't
and if you do want them to come and test your property, you can ask them to come.
Okay, so dumb question then, because I'm a total frugal guy. So if you tell me that it's $30,000 to test and $7,000 to spray, why wouldn't we just spray for $7,000? And say, let's assume we have it.
You have to ask the experts that question.
Well,
that makes no sense.
Let me tell you, we have had more debate on whether to even do this program. Some people don't want to.
Some people are scared to death.
No, I understand
that.
They
don't want
to spray
it.
I understand.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
It passes overwhelmingly. Every year, and I think because of
the fear,
the insecticide and the spray, if you can avoid spraying, if you don't need to, there's really no point to.
Yeah.
But you need to test to see if you have a triple E. And you test that on the lava of the
mosquitoes.
If it shows up positive,
then you kind of force it.
You get triple E in an animal or a bird or something.
All right. Well, I didn't know that
That's crazy.
That it was the testing. Okay. All right. That's fine. I don't have a problem, but I was just curious.
I'm trying to see how much they've spent of it this year.
$30,000.
Because that's not what they used to charge for the testing in the past.
Oh yeah.
But they've sprayed in the past. I don't see. I don't have it. That's okay. You say 30, I'm sure it's 30, so that's fine.
Don't quote me exactly.
Well, I'm sure that you're close. Okay. Yes.
Now, Adam Zerler, thank you for Adam Zerler. I'm going to start on your end. I feel every time the cars and the buses come down, there's a ledge there. My house.
We'll fix that.
We'll fix that.
The spraying, I would just say, ask the former resident, Eric Shiplett of Granite Bay Solar Company, his daughter either contracted the triple E or came very close to it. Had we had this process, I'm sure that would have been unnecessary. It's just prevention, that's all.
Okay.
I recommend.
Okay, we're ready to vote?
Yes.
Okay, who wants to vote to recommend? Okay. So that's,
Didn't you just give everybody a bottle of beer?
No, I wanted to spend $7,000 to spread.
Okay.
Well, if you give everybody a $2 bottle with Dean.
So that's 8-0. Okay, Kino, that has nothing to do with money. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that was in there.
Kino, you didn't realize Kino was on it?
I didn't realize that was there, but that's okay. It has nothing to do with us.
At the mobile and the
well, we have a new restaurant going in.
It's got to be a restaurant.
Yeah, it has to be an
alcohol restaurant. Oh, is that what it is? We don't have any.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to.
Well, yeah, I know, but we don't right now.
Well, it's a, again, you ask what the people
yeah
think.
Okay, number 26 is the CYAA. This is the $17,500 for the CYAA. This is the same as we have every year. Okay, how many vote to recommend? Okay, that's 8-0. Okay. Good job. So tomorrow we will do this again, but we will talk about the school budget, and they usually only, I don't even yeah think they'll get, I don't know if they're going to have their warrant articles ready. I don't think so. They'll have their warrant articles ready or not. Now, at this point, we do not adjourn this meeting. We
continue.
Thank you. The word always escapes me. Every year, I think I'll remember, and I don't.
You don't.
We continue it, and we resume it on January 10th at 7 o'clock. And then we'll have our final vote on the proposed budget. And at that point, we'll have all the petition warrant articles, too. So that'll just be all inclusive. So would anybody like to make a motion to
continue?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
You'd like to continue our meeting?
Right now. Let's stay till then.
How about on January 10th?
Perfect.
Okay. All in favor? Oh, wait. Was there a second?
Oh, second.
Paul seconded it. I heard it. All in favor? Jody made the motion to continue the meeting and to resume on January 10th. Okay.
Paul seconded it.
Paul seconded it.